Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. It's time to join our popular Latin lover. He's Father Reginald Foster. And this week, to celebrate Rome's birthday, I've chosen to speak to him about some significant Roman women. Among these, the lady considered to be the mother of Romulus and Remus. Stay tuned. Now, I want to speak about the Tiber, visiting the city from a boat, right?
Ooh, yeah.
I noticed one curious thing is that all the boats on the River Tiber that take tourists, they have Latin names. Did you notice that?
They're called... I don't know. I mean...
They're called Rea Silva, which is a boat...
Rea Silvia. That's very important. Oh, she's the mother of Romulus and Remus.
Do you think people know that when they have...
No, they don't know anything. But she was made pregnant by Mars and had the twins. Rea Silvia, ooh.
So she's a mother of the city.
Well, yeah, okay.
So I suppose she's the one they get the VIPs to go on.
I don't know what...
How do you say VIP in Latin?
Yeah, very important person, did you say? Bahomines non prestanciores.
Then... there's another boat which is called Cornelia.
Ah, very good. The mother of the boys, the two brothers,
Gaius
and Tiberius. You see, exactly. Tiberius and Gaius were these guys. I very very much parallel to John and Bobby Kennedy, extremely. And the old mother there, you know, the old Kennedy mother?
Rose.
Well, that was Cornelia. Oh, and beautiful. And one of the most famous incidents in her life, of course, some woman came and said, well, show me your jewels. And she called her boys out.
What does that mean?
She called the two boys out and she said, these are my jewels. Cornelia was a gigantic. She wrote letters in beautiful Latin. Cicero talks about her Latin style, which we don't have now.
What happened to all these writings?
Well, this is all lost. But that's the mother of the...
of Gaius and Tiberius.
Yeah, certainly. Ooh. And they started like a social revolution and were killed in a riot.
Both of them together.
Well, no, 10 years apart. Hey, but Cornelia is like a giant. They're like, I don't say for the Americans, like Eleanor Roosevelt or something like that. Really a giant figure.
And then there's a boat called Livia Drusilla.
Ah, Livia. Well, yeah, okay. That's Augustus's, well, the Empress Livia. Augustus's third wife, and who ran the world for, you know, about 30, 40 years as Augustus he wasn't doing anything anymore. Livia Drusilla.
So all huge figures of women.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very nice.
Because
boats should have female names.
And then the other one is, why should boats have female names?
I mean, they always do, no? I mean, they do. I mean, in our traditions.
Cecilia Metella.
Ah, yeah, okay. There's your famous monument out there on the Via Appia. The wife of Metellus. And that's her tomb out there. And another woman who was pregnant. Well, Livia was running the world.
She was running the world?
I mean, Augustus, you know, was there, but she... was, you know, behind every man there's a woman. Well, she was there. Ooh.
How do you say that in Latin? Behind every man there's a woman.
Unum quemque pos virum adstat femina.
Oh. If you had to say something in Latin about Cornelia, what would it be?
Oh. Mater. Mater. Mater optima.
She's a good mother. Excellent mother.
An outstanding mother. Oh, boy, was she a...
And Rea Silvia?
Well, she was... about Rea Silvia, rat, nation is your...
In Latin, just one sentence.
Ba Rea Silvia... Romuli et Remi Mater et Civitatis Romanae Conditrix.
Antecedia Metella?
Bene, prestantissima Metelli Uxor.
It's curious how they don't have any boat named after a wicked woman.
Oh, no, you don't want that. Why wicked women? There were enough of them
around.
Who
would it be if it were a wicked woman?
Oh, it would be Claudia.
Claudia.
Claudius's sister and wife. Cicero had problems with her. Claudia, the famous Claudia, and had people poisoned and everything else all over the place. Yeah, no, there were infamous women around.
I don't know if I dreamt it, but I think I saw another boat one day when I was standing on Ponte Sisto, which was called Agrippina Maior.
Agrippina Maior, good for her. Well, you see, she and Germani, you see, she's the mother of, the whole crowd of Caligula, of Agrippina Minor. There are seven children there, and she's the mother. She's another one. Agrippina, and the fact is even that's how, and you, and the fact is she and her husband there, this is Germanicus, certainly. They spent their career up on the Rhine River, Cologne. And that's why it's called Colonia Agrippinensis. Cologne of Agrippina. She spent her life there with her kids. And one of the kids was this little boy, a nasty guy, who had his own pony and his own armor and his own soldiery and everything else as a mascot of the camp. And that kid's name was Caligula.
So how do you say mascot? Caligula was the mascot of the camp? Caligula was the mascot of the camp.
Ridiculous. No. What are you going to say? Castrorum ridiculus. And so that's why, if you ever read I, Claudius, and read and see the movie I, Claudius, Caligula, and then he came back to Rome, if you can remember, he always had German bodyguards around him. And he would speak German with them, German, as he understood German up on the Rhine River. And when his mother, Agrippina, was up there, boom, boom. Well, they stayed up there for about 5 or 6 years, but he wasn't born there. But he grew up about 5 or 6 years there on the Rhine River.
So you said that he had German bodyguards because they were mercenaries or what?
Well, yes. And of course, he understood they used to speak together. And of course, the Romans never liked that. Because Caligula on the Palatine Hill here in Rome, was talking from his little boyhood, was talking German with these big guys. The Romans never liked that.
How do you say bodyguards and mercenaries are rampant on the Palatine Hill?
Grassantur in Palatino. Corporis custodes, your bodyguards, and...
Mercenaries.
Mercenari et corporis custodes grassantur, are marauding, are going around, in Palatino.
Did the Romans like the Germans?
No, they didn't. Of course, Caligula, the emperor, is speaking this strange language that the Romans didn't understand with these guys that he had from the Rhine River up north. Oh, there's a whole story there. And his mother was Agrippina. And his sister is an Agrippina, who is the mother of Nero. All that stuff ties together, you know. Agrippina, she was another woman. Wow. Germanicus's wife, I mean, she was powerful.
Crafty women,
yeah.
Did you say crafty?
Yeah, there are about 10 words for crafty. Vafre and femine vafre, astute, there are many words. So they have the boats there named after Roman women. That's interesting.
You hadn't noticed.
No, people should take down the names and go home and learn about these people. The Empress. No fooling around, friend. She killed, of course, Augustus, and she killed everybody. So they say, but anyway, to get her.
How do you say that in Latin?
To get her son Tiberius to be emperor. You see, her son from another marriage.
How do you say all that in Latin? No fooling around.
No, we're non yocabatur. Livia non yocabatur. Non nugabatur.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite father, Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Skiersbrick.